Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a poll. This came out, and they have them every once in a while, and I'm going to report on them because they're little snapshots of history in the making. And a fairly wide assortment of Republicans, from the Trump cult base to moderate Republicans, people who say they are certain or very likely to vote in a Republican primary for president in 2024. No Democrats, you know, no wishy-washy, I might, or who knows. But these are people, pretty good cross-section of who's going to vote in a Republican primary in 2024. The winner, 46% said they would vote for Donald Trump if he was on the ballot. 46%. Second place, DeSantis, governor of Florida, 13%. And Trump just announced that if he does run, and he keeps implying that he will ask DeSantis to be his VP nominee with him. Get rid of Pence, hang Mike Pence. Trump will hang Mike Pence, figuratively speaking, politically. So it'll be a Trump-DeSantis ticket. This is Trump's vision. In third place was Pence at 6%. The problem for Pence is when you think about it, let's say you're running in a Democratic or Republican party, but the hardcore base of your party built a gallows at a place where you're appearing and go breaking in to hang you. Now, it's one thing to oppose someone. It's one thing not to endorse them. It's another thing to build a gallows and then use sticks and clubs and cudgels to break the glass to get in to hang you. That makes it hard for you to win a primary when those are the voters. It's as simple as that. So Mike Pence is at 6%. Three people are at 5%. Three people are at 5%. Rubio, that slippery Rubio, that slippery little fox Rubio, little swamp fox, little Everglades lizard, in Florida, 5%. Cruz, a lizard also from Texas, 5%. Nikki Haley, of all, you know, what's with Nikki Haley? Former governor of South Carolina, Trump acolyte. She differed with him a little bit on the insurrection issue. So he trashes her as a rhino. She's at 5%. Well, Rubio and Cruz. Kristi Noem, she is the governor of South Carolina, of South Dakota. You know, you look at Kristi Noem, I'm serious, look at her. You know, very attractive woman, but you look at her eyes and honest to Pete, think of the worst Stephen King novel, it gives you the shivers. There is an intensity, there are a pair of sidewinder missiles coming out of those eyes, gonna right down your throat. I mean, she's not going anywhere. She's trying to get recognized for vice president or a cabinet position. That's all she's doing. She wants to get out of South Dakota, wants to go to Washington. Two people got zero. Now, zero is hard to get in a poll, and I'll explain why. One of them is this Josh Hawley from Missouri, who's a real snake, and the other one is Tim Scott from South Carolina, who isn't going anywhere. He is the senator from South Carolina. Josh Hawley is the guy who on January 6th gave a fist bump in the air to the protesters like, you're my guys. And he's been denounced even by Republicans in his own state for being a lizard. He got zero. If I were he, I would not get into that primary because the reason it's hard to get zero is take your name, whatever your name is. It could be one of the people that calls into the show a lot. If you put your name in a Republican or Democratic primary without regard to anything you stood for or said, never did anything, you'll get 1%. You'll get 1 or 2%. Some people just like the name. People who have the same name will say, hey, that's kind of neat. I'm going to vote for that. To get no votes, to get zero, and rounding it off when there's about 1,500 or 2,000 people, maybe they got a couple, but by accident. But to get 0% when you're a U.S. senator means that people know very well who you are, very well who you are, and they've decided they don't want you. They do not want you. Now, in this case, Trump at 46%, you can say a lot of that's name recognition. In an odd way, he got so much name recognition as president and being on Twitter and Facebook for so long that his being banned may be helping him in this respect. He's still in the news all the time by saying outrageous things, but he can't really say as starkly offensive things in everybody's face 24/7 because he's not on Twitter or Facebook. And so they just remember, oh, that was the guy who was president, and you know, he said this and blah, blah, blah. And okay, I'll vote for him, because they haven't heard the other guys. Pence, they've heard of, but they try to hang him, so they're not going for him. But DeSantis, Rubio, Cruz, Haley, Hawley, Scott, Noem, N-O-E-M, way up north to Alaska, near Noem. I mean, come on, they think it's Noem, Alaska. They think it's spelled N-O-M-E, it's spelled N-O-E-M. So these people have no name recognition. That's partly what this is. But the other thing is, right now, remember something. In Manhattan, Trump's chief financial officer, the head money guy for everything he does, personal and private, was led into court in handcuffs a week or so ago and charged with a number of felonies. His lawyer, Michael Cohen, went to prison and testifying against him. Rudy Giuliani, his other lawyer, had his license yanked, subject to a criminal investigation. Sadly for him, Tom Barrack, the head of his, a billionaire guy, the head of his inaugural, one of his closest friends, just indicted. He's in jail in California. And I don't understand this. I mean, you know, I do believe in civil liberties. The guy's arrested and they go, I'm going to hold him for a week and then we'll see if we give him bail. You know, you really can't do that. You have an obligation, if a guy's arrested, to bring him to a bail hearing pretty quick, because he has to be transferred to New York. What, they think he's a flight risk? I mean, he's not a flight risk. Some of these other guys are. But if I were his lawyer, I'd say, wait a minute, this is America. You don't hold a guy in jail for 10 days or a week thinking you're going to give the guy bail. And I'm just saying that as a civil libertarian. Anyway, he's in jail. Okay. Everybody around Trump's in jail. They fall like flies. Or they get pardoned. Manafort in prison, then pardoned. Mike Flynn pardoned. Steve Bannon pardoned. You know, I mean, everybody, there's an odor of criminality. If Trump is charged in Manhattan, I do not think he can run for president. There are issues about whether or not he would come to trial by 2024. There are issues about whether a guy accused of a felony can vote. He can. Can he run for office? Yes, he can if he's only accused. If he's convicted, with states that won't let you vote if you're a felon, can you be on the ballot if you're a felon? I think the U.S. Supreme Court would probably say, yes, you can. It's up to the voters. But at some point, doesn't that bother anybody? Doesn't it bother anybody that your guy is allowed to campaign, you know, on visiting time for like 3 hours or something on Zoom? I mean, at some point, there's got to be standards, even in the Trump cult. So if Trump is indicted, I don't see how he can run. If he's not indicted, even though they all fell like flies, 46% of the Republican primary vote wants him. And it may be name recognition, but I don't see any of these others catching on. DeSantis never smiles. I don't want to get into politics here. I've hit that pretty hard. He never smiles. A guy who doesn't smile gives people the shivers. He better start smiling if he thinks he's going to be on anybody's ticket. Pence, they try to hang Pence. Okay, there you have the snapshot of 2024 for now. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.